I'm standing in the middle of Carré in a dusty building site with Clément Perichot of the Vorgium archaeological site in Carré.
Hello.
Tell us a little bit about this building site that we've got here.
Yeah, today we are on an archaeological site. So it's going to be a construction site in autumn. Beforehand, archaeologists come here to see what's underneath the future construction site. So we see a lot of structures here, archaeological structures. The dig began in May, and it's going to last until mid of July.
And this is going to be a health centre, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
And what have they uncovered here on this site?
It's a Gallo-Roman neighbourhood. So we know since the 18th century that Carré is a Roman foundation, and its name is Vorgium, like the museum today, of course. It's fairly well constructed. There is a lot of structures, small structures.
Yes.
With roads, big roads, big huge roads in the middle of the dig, and so also small roads that goes to the north and the south, and the main road is an western-eastern direction.
So the main feature here, we're standing just mm-hmm. by, what was one of the main entrances into the city of Vorgium, am I right?
Yeah, it's the entrance, the eastern entrance of the city. We know it's an important entrance for the city because the road is bordered by the Roman aqueduct.
Oh, yes.
So we know it was a majestic entrance to the city. You had like 12, 15 meters high aqueduct on your left when you came in the city. And you had also on your right a huge necropolis, the main necropolis of the city. So we know it was like a very important area of the city. But it's really in the north of the city. It's not the center of the city. The center is a little bit southwest from here.
The archaeologists have been able to interpret what they found.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of area was it, in fact, when it was part of the Roman city?
So for the archaeologists of Inrap.
You better explain what Inrap is.
Yeah, so the Inrap...
I-N-R-A-P.
Yes, Inrap. Is the French word is Institut National de Recherche Archéologique Préventive. So they are in charge of preventive diggings everywhere in France.
The important thing to remember is that this site has been uncovered today
mm-hmm.
for us to visit it, but yes. Soon it'll be destroyed.
Exactly.
That's hard to accept.
It's hard to accept, but as Carré nowadays is built on the Roman city, we had to destroy all of Carré and rebuild the Roman city as it was. It's not a bad idea, but I think a lot of people would disagree.
Tell us a little bit about this road. You told me earlier that they were particularly concerned about getting rid of waste material. Tell us about the construction of this road.
Yeah, so we are standing right next to the road, and a little bit further we can see a hole in the ground, and the hole is in the middle of the ancient paved street of this part of the city. Archaeologists made this hole to see how many levels of construction the road had, and by that they can determine for how long it was used and if it was very important or not, because the most used street parts were really taken care of.
Yes.
They had a lot of remodeling, a lot of restoration of the street and stuff like that. And here, where the archaeologist is standing, they found 5 to 6 levels, different levels of construction.
Wow.
That indicate that it was built in the first century before Christ, when the city was found. So it's one of the first streets of Vorgium. And it was in use until the 3rd or 4th century AD.
And it saw a lot of traffic.
Yeah, a lot of traffic. If you look closely, you can see the traces of old chariots.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You have some small lines that indicate that it was very, very fairly used. Yes.
And so, then also they had a gutter.
Yeah, they had gutter on each side of the road. So it's for the sanitation of the city. So it's very important on all the main roads of the city of Vorgium, you had those kind of equipments. We have it also in the museum garden.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit, because unfortunately this will soon be covered, but people can still come and see how the Roman city was by coming to the Vorgium Museum.
Yeah.
What would they see there? What will be different?
The Vorgium Museum is located in the south of the Roman city, so it's a different kind of neighborhood. Here on this dig that we can see today, only today, because it's an open day organized by Inrap, it's mostly workshops, small building. Maybe the working class population of the city was here in the northern neighborhoods. In the southern neighborhoods, where the museum is today, was mostly huge buildings. Maybe the richer population lived there. So you have different kind of buildings. They were well decorated, also equipped with the heating system of the Roman we call hypocaust. They also had wells and also a fountain, also small like chapels, stuff like that in their houses. So we can see it in Vorgium. You can see the structures, the walls that were restored after the dig that was organized also by INHAP on the site of Vorgium, the museum, but 20 years ago. And the public can also have access to augmented reality, which is on a tablet.
Virtual reality.
We say augmented reality because it's not virtual. Virtual reality is with like a mask.
Right,
and
okay.
Augmented reality is with an application on a tablet that uses the camera of the tablet and offers to see the 3D model of the houses. So you can see how tall it was, how it was decorated, what were the colors.
Okay, so this is Vorgium, which is open to the public most days, and it's free, I understand.
Yeah, it's free. You can also participate to guided tours, which are between 3 and 4 euros.
Now, Clément Perrichot, are there any projects in the future that will be visible?
Yeah, there is an archaeological site open to the public also every summer. Vorgium organized a guided tour of this site, so it's called Squasser Cairn. It's in the south of the city. So it's a huge funerary monument which dates back to the Neolithic period, so it's 7,000 years from us. The city of Vorgium is only 2,000 years from us.
This is going to be open to the public in the summer?
Yeah, you have to check information on our website, which is vorgium.bzh. So it's not free, the guided tours are organized from Vorgium. It's also 3 to 4, 15 euros. But you also have one special day on the 20th of August, which is free. And a lot of animation on the site. It's like an open day as well, like we do today on this site.
Okay, well, that's brilliant, Clément Perrichot. Thank you indeed for your
Thank
time.
You.